Baseball, 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 movies, baseball. movies about baseball.
We could talk about all sorts of baseball movies tonight.
We could.
I'm fully loaded.
Yeah. Major League 2.
No.
Like you watch that, there's an amusing Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt episode where her GED teacher just puts on the tape of Major League over and over again, and she ends up using it in what feels like a spec script for a Community episode. She ends up using it as a motivational technique to get her fellow students to study for their GED.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Major League.
If she had been Abed, well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, he's watched. I know that he's watched Pride of the Yankees because he's made catty comments.
Yes. Well,
how dare he?
Haven't we all?
Yeah.
Not me.
No, not all
down.
Of us.
All right. All I pointed out is that it's kind of a long movie. That's
it,
all.
It is not as. I had forgotten how
it's more than 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If only they had given Lou Gehrig, when they said you only have a little time to live, but it's the runtime of Pride of the Yankees, he would have felt like he'd lived forever.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, was told
who
to FDR
to live
by
forever.
Hello.
Jim Cohen.
Hello.
Who wants to live forever?
Monty was here, but then now Monty's still here.
Monty is here.
Monty is back. Monty is not still here.
Monty is back. Welcome back, Monty.
Norm.
Hello, live stream.
Hey, live stream.
I don't know if anybody's on the live stream or not, but if they are, then hi. I shouldn't talk. The Incomparable isn't capable of posting things in advance either.
Precisely.
Not capable.
That seems kind of dumb.
Yeah. Why don't we make Naus write something?
He and I exchanged emails about it. It's because it's set up as this relational thing, so the episode blog doesn't know what the podcast blog is doing, and so it can't tell it that there's a new episode. But he's gonna work on it. He's gonna make it so that it triggers the other thing, so that it doesn't have to do that now. So you don't have to publish twice in order to get anything to go live. A little behind the scenes there. Isn't that fun?
Welcome to another episode of Sausage Factory, where we discuss.
It's a little inside baseball.
You know, Inside Baseball was a good show, and I feel like its name has been attached to some unfair things.
Is it just us? I think it may just be us.
I think it's just us.
I think so.
Who else would there be? I don't think Sindelar's coming.
Hello,
sports
that's
nerds.
A really good one. As always, Philip Michaels is here as our ringleader. Hi, Phil. And we'll get to the movies you've chosen for us in a moment, but I would like to introduce
I'm stunned that I was introduced first, quite frankly.
So am I, because I have forgotten how to do old movie club.
Yeah, well.
You know why you're forgetting?
Because you're old!
Oh, movie club!
What is this? What is
my
a podcast?
Creaky bones,
get off my...
It's not just the movies that are old and old movie club.
Why are the voices coming from my computer? What is this computer anyways? It's some sort of typewriter with voices?
Talking to the machine!
My hip!
Why,
oh,
in my
no.
day, we couldn't even schedule a podcast to automatically post itself.
Can't even see the rails from here.
Hope everyone's enjoying this, because the next 90 minutes will be nothing but this.
I'm starting to rethink my participation here.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh my.
Monty Ashley, did I introduce you? I can't remember. I'm old.
You did. I'm okay. Back, everybody.
Norm. And because I'm going to edit all of this. Now, Phil, when I consider, somebody asked me what I'd considered an old movie for Old Movie Club, and I said anything before 1980. I would consider an old movie.
Yeah, I think so. I think basically someone was mentioning on Twitter that the Bad News Bears isn't that old. And I said, if you, in 1976, when the Bad News Bears came out, if you watched a comparably old movie then, you'd be watching something from 1937. Mm. So it is a 39-year-old movie, which is quite a bit of passage of time.
Also, Mr. Walter Matthau, who stars in The Bad News Bears, also starred 2 years earlier in another old movie we talked about, The Taking of Pelham 123.
Exactly.
That was from 1974.
And not to get ahead of ourselves, but frankly, we could just turn this into the Walter Matthau movie club. And I would be a happy, happy
Let's do
man.
That.
There are so many great Walter Matthau movies.
Yes.
Especially from that era.
Yeah.
Erica would never join us again. But,
nope,
you know,
I was just thinking that very same thing.
But
nope.
we'd at least get to watch Walter Matthau. Mm. But
it would be interleaved with a different podcast about movies from the 40s. Erica's older movie club.
Yes.
All submarine movies.
From a recent old movie club selection as well.
Indeed. Exactly. Again, Teresa Wright movie club. We're going to get right on that. We're
just going to move back.
I'll be on.
Well, we're just going to specialize in two actors from now on. If Walter Matthau and Teresa Wright ever made a movie together, we would be all over it. But
whereas nowadays you'd have someone going, "Does he have to die at the end? Does he really have to die?" I always think of the critic did a bit of a movie called Lou Gehrig's Oil, where he suddenly discovers the cure and goes, "Feeling stronger. Oh, this is wonderful." And he takes like a stack of baseball bats and
it's like a Popeye cartoon.
Yeah.
Go
be
back
on Family.
To Schneider.
She was on Family.
Yeah, she was.
Oh,
on
she
Family.
Was on Family. Excuse me, I've confused her with Valerie Bertinelli. What a terror. I apologize to Valerie Bertinelli. And this is the thing. I haven't seen the 2005 sequel or remake, so I'm loath to say too much about it. But from what I've read, it really just says, it's a bad Santa sort of thing where you have an adult who says terrible things and isn't that funny? And that,
well, I watched it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Cause we decided to sort of, we wanted the boys to play Little League and we're like, all right, let's try this out.
Why would you do such a terrible thing?
We did it for 1 year and then we learned from our mistake. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
But my wife said, why don't we show them The Bad News Bears? And I thought, well, okay. But then I realized as we're watching it that we had only ever seen it on ABC on Friday Night Movies.
Yeah. You know?
And suddenly it's like, oh, and then the little one. I mean, this is a couple of years ago, too. So they're like, 10 and 7. So the 7-year-old is like, hey,
oh, dear
I like
heavens.
These words. This is awesome. And but still, they enjoyed the movie because it is a funny movie. And then I was curious. And well, actually, we're at the library and we're getting the DVD. And the older one says, oh, here it is. And I went, no. It's that's the remake. And he goes, oh, wait, then let's get the other one because that must be the good one. And I said, yes, there you go. So I was curious and I watched the remake. And I mean, it's clearly the same studio exec who wanted Lou Gehrig to live because, it's like, all right, well, the Chico's bail bonds was a good game, a good joke. Well, what if it's a strip joint? Yeah, that'll be a funny sponsor for a team. But yeah, at the end of the movie, he gives them all non-alcoholic beer,
yes.
Which they just spray all over one another because, hey, you got to celebrate. It's like, you've totally missed the point of this movie.
As I've said, I haven't seen it, but every review that I read just suggests that whoever remade it just didn't understand the movie.
Oh, it's directed by Richard Linklater, who should know better.
Yeah, that's the thing that floors me.
This is what paid for Boyhood.
It's Richard Linklater, Billy Bob Thornton, and Marcia Gay Harden. So it's not like these are terrible people who
people who
things.
Know better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love
wants
the movie.
A paycheck.
I love the movie because I do love, as much as I love 40s movies, and God knows I do, I love 70s movies too. I love Robert Altman and I love Michael Ritchie films because they're just so shaggy and, they don't go the way you think they're going to go. And they're in these very traditional forms, but, you give Robert Altman a PI film, what does he do? He puts Elliot Gould in 1973 as Philip Marlowe.
Get me started.
I don't think Erica's going to be on the next 70s club.
Oh, 40s. No.
not to spoil what the next episode is going to be.
Yay!
And it's why I love the movie Wonder Boys with Michael Douglas, because it is very much, you know, just on some level, it is very much a 1970s movie. And I really miss that kind of filmmaking.
Well, if Richard Linklater's going to make Bad News Bears, I don't love Billy Bob Thornton. So I would have said, you got to go full McConaughey there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That would
There's
work.
All right, that's boys. Right.
The literally, the baseball scene in Dazed and Confused is more true to Bad News Bears
than the Bad News Bears.
Probably so. Actually, yeah. They removed the as well. Version. It's just Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually interviewed Hank Aaron, who's just about the nicest gentleman you will ever talk to. And we did not talk about his career in Little League. If you are interested in baseball, I can't, or really American society in the 1950s and 60s, I can't recommend Hank Aaron's biography enough. It's called If I Had a Hammer. He co-wrote it with an author called Lonnie Wheeler, and it's quite good. Particularly his minor league years, where he was one of the first players to integrate the South Atlantic League. Didn't mean to bring you all down there.
We're all taking notes.
I interviewed Bip Roberts once.
I have a question for you guys. The second pitcher in that last game. So after little Billy is or whatever Joey is
Taylor
pulled out because he holds on to the ball. Then we get Billy, the second pitcher. He is not listed on IMDb, and that kid looks so familiar. I know I've seen him in something else, and I can't place it. And the internet was not helpful, so I'm just wondering if any of you guys recognized him, too.
Wow.
I can't help you.
Well, you're no good.
Well, the credits are so perfunctory, too.
Yeah. The only guy I recognized is the White Sox manager, who is the ultimate, hey, it's that guy, and it's George Weiner, who's in basically every motion picture ever made.
I loved seeing that guy.
Quite a few sitcoms as well.
Yeah, he's in spelling shows. And
he's in Spaceballs. And,
That's it. That's the one.
Walter Matthau was born to eventually play one of the main characters in Grumpy Old Men.
I think he was always a grumpy old man.
I'm going to tell you, there are so many Walter Matthau movies I could make you people watch as part of this.
Oh, please do.
Having seen the last two that you've suggested, I'm game for that. I love Matthau dearly.
Yeah. Fortune Cookie.
The Fortune Cookie is on the list. Failsafe is on the list. Charlie Varick is on the list. Oh, a lot of good Walter Matthau pictures.
How young can we get him? I want to see the young, vibrant Walter Matthau.
I saw...
There is no such thing.
King Creole.
No,
King Creole.
You know, if I ever make you watch terrible Elvis movies, he's in King Creole.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, he's in Face in the Crowd. We should totally watch Face in the Crowd.
Face in the Crowd. That's a good one.
We should. I saw Naked City a couple of weeks ago with young Walter Matthau, where he's like second or third build. And it was great, because he was still Walter Matthau.
One of the things I really love, because I just went on a research jag for this podcast, I was reading Roger Ebert's obituary of Walter Matthau, and he says, yeah, Walter Matthau, the thing about him is whenever you did a biography of him, he would just tell you some horrible lie about his life. And Roger Ebert prints one of the horrible lies that Walter Matthau told. Walter Matthau used to give his wrong name. Oh, I was born Walter Matthau. Watch him. And he was born Walter Matthau, M-A-T-T-H-O-W. And it's just one of those things that I thought was great that even Roger Ebert was taken in by one of Walter Matthau's lies.
By the way, in October 1962... DuPont Show of the Week aired Sidney Carroll's lighthearted Western drama about a card game, Big Deal in Laredo, with Walter Matthau, Teresa Wright, and Zachary Scott.
Oh my God, we have to watch this movie.
To find that.
Or TV show. I don't care.
TV show club. That was scary.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, we just
break out the tape of the DuPont Show of the Week from 1962. Then,
honestly, we're just going to rename this Walter Matthau Club.
All right.
Going forward.
No.
Grumpy Old Man
again,
Club.
Alternating with 40s films chosen by Erica.
Yes.
I think.
Thank you. And then we'll go to the best years of our lives.
Yeah.
Can't we do some proper movies? You know, really early talkies? See, it's not just that a bail bond's place is seedy. It's also that it's poor. A strip club has lots of money. The joke doesn't work then. Yeah,
that's right.
Nope.
Oh, get off my lawn, you. All baseballers are good for nothing. Loafers in short pants.
See? You saved your Ma Gehrig comment for after we cut.
Ma Gehrig.
Ma Gehrig. She was like... She a- it's her and Sid Vicious's mom and Sid and Nancy are the two worst mothers in cinema.
Papa, maybe you better call Lou on the long distance and tell him to stop fooling.
Yeah.
The long distance. Teresa Wright also said the Yankee Stadium, which Stephen informed me today was actually the way they said it for many years.
Oh.
Quite often. And the S was lowercase, usually when it's written
Yankee
out.
Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yep.
Well, that's life in
I've learned too much about baseball
fan.
In the past few days, guys.
Yeah, there are a lot of times on Twitter during baseball season where Stephen and I are doing Twitter high fives regarding baseball, and you're just there going,
I'm just shaking my head.
What are you, this is what why are we have talking two, about?
This is why we have two TVs in our living room.
See? For the baseball fan and the... Mm-hmm.
One's for sports, the other one's for the Gilmore for Girls, or whatever I happen to be watching.
Gilmore Girls, sure.
Couldn't settle on who got the picture-in-picture, huh?
Nope.
Nope. That's good. I would watch sports and the Gilmore Girls simultaneously. That would nothing wrong with that.
You can turn off the commentary on baseball games and you will have a much better time.
I'm just saying growing up with my mom and my stepdad, and there was so many every time we would watch a game, at some point she would say, "What does the infield fly rule mean? How does this work? I don't understand it." And, you know, as many times as I've heard it explained, I still don't really understand it myself.
Yeah.
It doesn't come up very often, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And the people on the field will screw it up anyway.
Let me tell you, in youth baseball, it really does matter. It's a terrible rule. Terrible. Jamie's not playing softball this year, and for that I am grateful.
No more scorekeeping for you.
Yep, that's right. No more iPad scorekeeping.
So the next old movie club, let me tell you the contenders. Ooh. Little teaser here.
Yeah,
you can use this.
Is one of them
the
contender?
It'll be a bonus track. Yeah.
No. I like the contender, but maybe in a future episode.
On the waterfront.
There's the Billy Wilder movies. We can do Sunset Boulevard, Stalag 17.
Ooh.
There's a
Cagney in any of those?
Huh?
Cagney in any of those?
No.
I'm out.
Lots of William Holden.
There's a Howard Hawks, His Gal Friday, and The Thing.
I did just watch His Girl Friday.
Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing the original thing.
His Girl Friday is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
I'm
considering John Sturges movies, Bad Day at Black Rock and Magnificent Seven.
Mm.
We talked about The Long Goodbye, and I heard Erica audibly like coil. I was looking at The Long Goodbye and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Ooh.
Which would actually violate the 1980s rule of old movie club. Ah.
Well, you know, the 80s are getting older all the time.
But 90% of that movie is old movies.
And it is made entirely out of old movies. So
yeah.
I think it is really an underappreciated movie.
Yes.
Meta old movie club.
And George C. Scott movies, Anatomy of a Murder and The Hustler are the two I'm looking at there.
I saw Anatomy of a Murder. But again, I'd watch it again.
And finally, Cold War satire, Dr. Strangelove and 1-2-3.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very frenetic Billy Wilder movie. So, you know, those are the ones I'm looking at.
And 1-2-3 has Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah. Doing the movie that forced...
Cagney!
The movie
that's
that,
the one.
That forced him to retire because he couldn't deliver the lines properly. And he was embarrassed.
Yeah,
His Girl Friday. That's a movie from the 40s. Erica,
did he topple over on a stool in his dressing room?
And the thing is from the 50s, and so it's sort of in your
1952 is about where I draw the line.
Oh, for heaven's sake! I'm trying to
another world. 1951.
It's a very specific bigotry against movies.
Phil, I should warn you that one of my favorite anecdotes that no one cares about is that there is an episode in the first season of Knight Rider called Good Day at White Rock.
Yes.
Oh, and then In the first season of the A-Team, there's an episode called Black Day at Bad Rock.
Mm-hmm. I am crossing out the John Sturges movies right now.
When those originally aired, that's how I learned about Bad Day at Black Rock, because I asked, hey, Mom, what does that mean?
Oh, I love Vlad Day. Bad Day at Black Rock.
Vlad Day at Black Rock.
Vlad Day. Like, hello, welcome to Vlad Rock.
Well, Black Day at Bad Rock is the one where VA gets shot in the leg.
That's right.
And he has to get
Murdoch.
He has to get Murdoch's blood transfusion to him.
Are you getting on no plane, Murdoch?
Anyhow, those are the ones we're looking at. So,
all right.
Murdoch, he crazy.
Those are all pretty good selections, I think.
Oh, you know.
Don't make me watch Robert Altman, Phil. Don't make me do that.
I don't much like Robert Altman, but I love The Long Goodbye. Sorry, Erica.
Yeah.
I just watched The Long Goodbye three weeks ago. So I don't have to watch it again if we do it right away.
Yeah, see, that and MASH are the Altmans I like. I don't like a lot of Altman. I like his style. I prefer Michael Ritchie.
I just watched McCabe and Mrs. Miller, and let me tell you, that
is
picture to spend.
You guys are probably not going to like my impassioned defense of Popeye.
No.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, though.
Yeah. Well, I think we're sort of talking ourselves into a Robert Altman movie, everybody.
No, I said don't make me watch Robert Altman.
But I don't like you.
Don't throw me in the briar patch.
You're the one I least like. So.
Yeah, I know. So I'll schedule that movie. Oh, I can't make it.
Oh, I'm in Europe.
Yep, can't make it for that one. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, you'll have to report that yourselves, you'll have assholes.
You'll have to reschedule it to when there's better movies. Okay.
You'll like the Long Goodbye, actually. I guarantee it.
Ooh.
Like George Zimmer. I will stake my reputation. I have no reputation.
Yeah. Low stakes there,
indeed.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right.
You're still manually filing stories.
I declare this. Yeah. We have no way East Coasters. We've only got some middle of the continent, so that's not so bad.
Louisville, isn't Louisville?
I'm in the Eastern time zone. Yeah, barely. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like as far west as you can go.
And you won't. Be.
But you're
and you never sleep, so it's beside the point.
Exactly.
I live on Pacific time, so
there you go.
I get up at 4 a.m. and you're still. I have a thought about some. August Wilson play.
And he does.
You've never actually written about August Wilson.
This is true.
That's nice. Yeah. Nice stuff. Rob.
I've made a lot of jokes about them, though.
Yeah. There you go.
Good night, everybody.
Swinging for the fences,
Uncle Otto Schmato.
Game over.
You're out. Over. Okay. I'm stopping recording.
Very, very good to me.